Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld is back on the campaign trail in this state. As the vice presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, he was looking for support in Worcester last night. While Weld's commitment to the Libertarian Party has come into question, last night he insisted that he is committed to his new party and his running mate, Gary Johnson. WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports.
Last November, 10,000 people came to the DCU Center in Worcester to see Donald Trump. Last night, at the same venue, a different kind of political rally and a much smaller crowd of about 50 people.
So I want to thank you guys for coming out here tonight. We are excited to have our favorite Massachusetts governor, Bill Weld, back in town.
It felt a bit like a time warp. Bill Weld campaigning again in Worcester, which he calls Weld Salucci Country. Weld touting his accomplishments as governor, but also making the point that he's a proud libertarian and always has been.
When I was in office here as governor, I used to joke to the press corps in Boston when I would hold these press avails. I'd say, "Welcome, fellow libertarians." And this produced very nervous laughter because they weren't sure that I was joking. In fact, they didn't think I was joking, and I wasn't.
Weld says libertarianism is consistent with his view of good government, fiscally responsible and socially inclusive. But his loyalty to the Libertarian ticket appeared less than solid when he seemed to suggest to the Boston Globe and others that between now and Election Day, he would focus exclusively on attacking Donald Trump and would welcome a role rebuilding the Republican Party after the election. But last night, Weld sought to reaffirm his commitment to the Libertarian ticket.
Emissaries from both sides are very happy to plant stories with a gullible and all too willing press saying, "I'm about to renounce my candidacy and endorse Hillary Clinton just because somebody told me to." Does that sound like me, by the way? No, because it's not.
The idea that Weld was drifting away from the Libertarian team was in part fueled by the shakiness of the man at the top of the ticket, Gary Johnson, who in one interview appeared not to have heard of Aleppo, the war-ravaged city in Syria. Then it happened again last week in New Hampshire when Chris Matthews of MSNBC asked Johnson to name his favorite foreign leader, or any foreign leader. Weld was there and did his best to rescue Johnson.
Anybody. Pick any leader.
The former president of Mexico.
Which one?
I'm having a brain.
Name anybody.
Fox.
Fox.
Okay, who's your favorite foreign leader? Get him off the hook. Name a foreign leader you respect.
He was terrific.
Any foreign leader?
Merkel.
Okay, Merkel. Okay, fine. Save yourself. Can't argue with that.
In Worcester last night, Weld defended Johnson as a smart and effective governor, even if he acknowledged with a wink that TV quizzes are not his long suit. And Weld hit Trump much harder than Clinton, blasting his calls to rip up trade deals, encourage nuclear proliferation, and round up and deport immigrants as dangerous and divisive.
I don't think it's an overstatement to say that's the foundation of his political attack.
If you have such a strong case against Trump, then aren't you, in a sense, saying that the better thing to do would be to vote for Clinton?
No, what I'm saying is that Americans this year feel like they're watching a horror movie and they can't change the channel, or scary movie at least. And the fact is they can change the channel. And the path right up the middle is Johnson and Weld. We're two-term Republican governors in Democratic states. We cut the budget and we're fiscally responsible. And at the same time, we're socially inclusive. We're the opposite of the Republican Party and Trump.
The Johnson-Weld ticket hasn't been able to crack 15% in the poll, so they've been excluded from the presidential debates, frustrating their efforts to gain traction. They're averaging about 7% nationally. But according to the most recent WBUR poll, the Libertarians are the choice of 13% of likely voters in New Hampshire, including more than a quarter of young voters. They're taking slightly more from Clinton than from Trump, so if the race tightens, they could affect the outcome. Steve Cazella, president of Mass Inc. Polling Group, says Weld and Johnson are benefiting from a lack of enthusiasm for the two major party candidates.
Unfavorable ratings for both Clinton and Trump, when you're looking at Johnson supporters, are very high. They don't really like either one of the candidates.
That describes Jeff Lyons, who came out to hear Weld last night. He's a 29-year-old Navy veteran from Somerville who says he believes in the libertarian vision.
It's all about just keeping to yourself and not telling other people what to do.
It's about fiscal responsibility and trying to keep government out of your life and your choices and your decisions.
In terms of the other two candidates, you don't feel that your vote would be wasted if you voted Libertarian?
Absolutely not. I think Trump and Clinton, they're just two of the most unlikable candidates in history. And here we have two guys that have done great things in two different states, and they've really brought people together.
Last night, Bill Weld said the Libertarian ticket is committed to ending what he calls the two-party death spiral. And he says the campaign is not a fool's errand. That may be so, but it remains a long shot, albeit a somewhat high-profile long shot, for the former Massachusetts governor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Worcester.